Hey friends, it's Thursday and we're moving right along in John chapter 17. This is the very next chapter from the last couple days. And this occurs right before Jesus goes to the Garden of Gethsemane with his disciples. So presumably this is still at the Last Supper. John gives us great details about some of these teachings from Jesus, these last minute things. And today Jesus shifts gears. And according to John, the last thing before they went to the Garden of Gethsemane that happened is that Jesus, it tells us, he looked towards heaven and he prays. Now, I want you to take some notes today as you're reading, because Jesus really models some cool things for us today. The first thing that he prays for is himself. He prays that God would glorify him. The next thing we'll read about here today is that Jesus then prays for his disciples, those who had walked with him the last few years, had learned from him, had experienced unbelievable miracles, and had been prepared. Remember, going from disciples, which means to learn, right? To be a disciple of someone is to learn from them, and they'll soon be called apostles, which means to go and to share the message of Jesus Christ. So Jesus prays for himself, and then he prays for his disciples. He prays more than anything here is that God would protect them. And then he also says sanctify them, which means purify them. And then the third part we see here as Jesus prays, and this is super flattering. Ready? He prays for us. He prays for those who would believe in him through the gospel message of his disciples. And then I don't want you to miss this part. Jesus at the end prays for the unity of all the believers, that people would know who he is, and that God sent Jesus the way that his followers are unified. And then in verse 24, let me read this to you. It says, Father, I want those you have given me, that's us, to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Boy, that is a rich verse here. Jesus says he wants us to be with him in heaven, to be in his glory. And then it says, because God loved Jesus even before the creation of the world. This goes to show us that Jesus is eternal. Jesus has always lived, and Jesus will always live. And that's a really neat theological point for us to see very clearly here about Jesus's existence even before the creation of the world. So as we close this out today, let's look at how Jesus prayed. And let's recognize that Jesus prayed for himself, and it's okay for us to pray for ourselves. Remember, we want our will to line up with God's will. God's will trumps everything. And I think that's a spiritual point that we really need to focus on sometimes, instead of this is what I want. You know, what do you want, Father? And then Jesus prayed for his disciples, those that God had given him specifically to care for. And I think there's a lesson in that for us as well. I don't know that this was Jesus's intention, but it reminds me that God has placed people under me as the shepherd of a church, as a father of a family, and I have a responsibility to pray for those that God has placed in my life, and that God would protect them. If you're a parent, pray for protection of your family. I pray that all the time for my family, and that God would sanctify and purify those he has given you. And then Jesus prayed for us. And like I said, what a flattering thing that is. And so as you read today, take whatever notes in the margins that you feel like you need to take, but just don't miss the richness of this passage. And things are going to get pretty heavy the next few days in New and 22, as they do every Easter season as we talk about this. But I'm going to try to hit on some things that we don't spend a whole lot of time talking of because of some of the broader stroke things that happen at the crucifixion and all the things leading up to it. So until tomorrow, we will be jumping into some pretty deep scripture starting then. But until tomorrow, let's pray as Jesus prayed. I'll talk to you then.